Welcome to Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We're on location in Singapore to attend the CGS CIMB event of the launch of the iCash trading account in Singapore, as well as the iTrade Syariah account in Indonesia. This is to allow and facilitate for retail investors to join in on the Syariah trading investments. Joining us for today's show is Bapak Irwan Abdullah, the Vice President of the Indonesia Stock Exchange, as well as the Head of Syariah Capital Market, here to share with us some of the collaborations that they are doing when it comes to building the iTrade Syariah trading account of CGS CIMB in Indonesia. Bapak Irwan, terima kasih kerana meluangkan masa dengan kami. Of course, we want to talk a little bit more about the collaboration that you guys are doing between IDX and CGS CIMB. Maybe you can tell us more about the trading account.
Okay. The system, we call it the Syariah Online Trading System, is developed by the securities company in this point is the CGS CIMB, one of the securities companies in Indonesia. But the system, the model business is created by the IDX. We create this model business for the market, and because it's about the Islamic capital market, so we should certify the system by the Syariah board. So the system is very unique, developed by the securities company, the model business created by the IDX, the Syariah compliant certified by the Syariah board. This is the unique. And how it's going? The system is only a tools for the investor to trade, to sell, to buy, to order the stocks, the especially Islamic stock, that comply. All the systems comply to the fatwa. So the system is fully verified from the fatwa. I think this is the only one in the world.
Right. Tell us more about the notion that this is going to build further improvements and confidence among retail investors in Indonesia.
Yeah. We set back to the last 10 years before 2011. We found out that the market is the Islamic capital market in Indonesia is very slow. We call it the sleeping beauty market.
Sleeping giant, maybe.
Yes, sleeping giant, because you know the first product is launched in 1997, but after that nobody knows about the Islamic capital market in Indonesia. Sleeping market is only sleeping. Then we found out, we did some research, and we found out that the problem is the awareness. The market awareness, the public awareness, and second, a tools. A market need a tools to simplify when they trade the stock, especially the Islamic stock. So after that, we found out, we talked to the Syariah board about this problem, and we talked to them that we want to, what we call it, raise up the market, and we need the background. So we need this fiqh compliance, and they issued the fatwa.
Okay.
Fatwa number 80, and this is a fatwa only for the trading system in IDX. So after that, when we talk to the market, hey, we have the fatwa, we have the index, but the market need tools to simplify that, because in Indonesia the biggest market is young people.
Okay.
It means everybody want to do simple.
So something like 30 years below or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. So we try to find out how. So we convert the first digitization system in Indonesia is DSRTS in 2011.
To simplify something is very hard to do.
Yes.
I mean, people appreciate Google, for instance.
Yes.
Having the most simplified website, but that's one of the most difficult things to do. So how do you overcome that complicated process of simplifying the UI UX?
The key is the collaboration. So we asked the Syariah board about the fiqh for the underlying compliance. And we asked the market, especially the securities companies, to be the pilot project. Okay, and we create the system with the regulation. We need a regulation to the basic foundation, right? And we call it. Then we find out this one, the simple ones, and you just click. You don't need to find out which stock is Islamic or not. You don't need what is our trade is Syariah compliance or not. The system do. You just click.
Okay. Bapak Irwan, we'll pause for a short while. We'll be right back after this messages, and we'll continue our conversation with IDX. Thanks for staying on with us. So as mentioned earlier before we went into the break, joining us for today is Bapak Irwan Abdullah, the Vice President of the Indonesia Stock Exchange, or IDX. He's also the head of the Sharia Capital Markets. Bapak Irwan, before we went into the break, you were talking more about trying to improve on the financial literacy and the collaboration between people and organizations to build this platform. Talk to us a little bit more on that.
The biggest challenge in market in Indonesia is about the population and it's about the market deepening. Because you know, we are the biggest, one of the biggest Muslim country in the world, and we live in the lot of islands, and we just connect. The technology is the important things, but the people, the market player, do the technology is another important thing. And currently, this is the barrier, because the market player who do this digitalization is still small. We only had 15 with the CICG, SCIMB, 15 securities companies. So this is the challenge.
We also want to learn about the collaboration that you're doing with some of your partners, perhaps in the region. What would be some of the ideas that you can share with us in terms of the collaborating work?
Yeah, we talk about the Asian market, and the collaboration is important. So we try to connect this market with the, especially the Malaysian, the Singapore, and the Asian market with the technology. Because on the technology, we can connect easily and fast and efficient. That's we must do. Not only by the Indonesian, not only by the regulation, but also by the all people in Asia, all the market players in Asia.
Okay.
We should try this one.
Thank you. Thank you, Bapak Irwan. Now, that was Irwan Abdullah, the Vice President of IDX. We'll go for one more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with the Indonesia Stock Exchange, particularly on the notion of ESG and sustainability. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. We continue our conversation with the Indonesia Stock Exchange. With us today is Kausar Nur Ahmad, who is looking into the sustainability element of IDX. Kausar, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about where do you feel the IDX is heading towards when it comes to sustainability?
Yeah, Indonesia is very advanced towards complying to the ESG update, because the ESG has been a very global megatrend around the world, and it has been pushed from our government. It is in our government agenda to push sustainable development in Indonesia. But it is a more approach is into the financial market. Yeah, it is start from the our FSA, our OJK has been pushed a lot of sustainability regulation towards our listed companies and all of financial institution. There are numbers of regulation, and the most current regulation is implying the obligation to report the sustainability in their company. So it has been developed a lot in our country.
So because of this new launch on the trading account and the awareness for Sharia investing amongst investors, both retail and institutional, do you feel that the trend is very strong right now for people to take up Sharia products?
Yeah. Because Sharia is basically is an ESG investing approach. That has been currently has been a trend in the country. But Sharia is mostly touched the social and governance aspects. But ESG is more complete, because they are looking for the environment impact or and climate impact or something. And we believe that when there's a new system launched by the CGS, it will push more awareness to the investor to invest in ESG theme and Sharia theme.
So right now, how do you integrate the ESG, I guess, compliance with Sharia compliance? Where does the fit happen, and where is the risk in terms of the two items not fitting?
Currently, it's very difficult. Currently, it's very difficult to combine them because it has a different regulatory system. One is only for the Sharia, and ESG is another. And the other hurdle is because the ESG regulation is only push the listed companies to disclose their sustainability activity, not to comply to some kind of business like Sharia. Of course, as you know, that Sharia should comply not prohibited in several industry, and then they also prohibited to have a very large leverage. Yeah, so it's very different regulation. But in IDX, we have a different approach that to create an index. Yeah, we are going to launch a ESG and Sharia index.
Two separate index?
No, one index that combine the ESG and Sharia. So there will be a Sharia company. The company in the index will be a Sharia company that have a very good implementation and ESG aspect.
Wow, wow, this is huge.
Yeah, this is very huge, and we expect a lot. We expect it will launch in this year.
Oh my God, yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of the first, right? Something like this?
I don't think so, because maybe a number of index provider in the world has already combined the two
elements,
yeah, from ESG and then the Sharia.
Okay, what is the impact that you see from IDX's perspective in terms of launching this Sharia? Do you feel that this would raise the profile of the issuers or the companies? Do you feel that this is going to raise awareness amongst the retailers? Where do you feel the impact is going to be strongest?
Yeah, first of all, we believe that this index could capture a new market that a Sharia investor and they want to invest in ESG comply company. Because there is some kind of trend also in the Sharia investor. So that's why we are eager to launch this ESG and Sharia indexes. And secondly, of course, we are increasing the pushing the listed companies to do better, especially in Sharia, Sharia listed companies to do more better ESG activity in their company.
Okay, one item that I want to see is in terms of the collaboration that you're working with other bourses. Today, for instance, we're seeing the Singapore Exchange, Bursa Malaysia, as well as IDX working together. Do you feel that this collaboration amongst different markets is actually crucial for this to work?
Yes, very crucial. Yeah, our latest collaboration is also with Regional Exchange. We are in a group of ASEAN exchanges. So we are working together as an IDX, SDX, Bursa Malaysia, Thailand Stock Exchange and another Southeast Asian exchange. There we are creating some kind like of ESG common metrics to understand the regulation of ESG in each country, and we have some kind of like metrics that are a commonalities of ESG that should be disclosed in each country, and we make some kind of like more of like a standard, and then we could learn and or we could make it as a guidance for our regulation. So that's what one example of our collaboration and in ESG.
So what's next for IDX, particularly in the realm of sustainability and ESG?
Yeah, in Indonesia, especially in IDX, the sustainability and ESG is still in early phases. Because a lot of people still trying to learn and understand what is ESG, how we implement it, and how we disclose it in our report. So IDX, it should be continuously having some kind of like sharing session, education, and we invite as well from the like GRI or some kind like CDP, of course, to make them able to report in a global standard.
So there's uniformity, there's conformity.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And do you feel that that is the key factor here, to find the similarities and standards? Do you feel that IDX is a good place to set this standard?
Sure, very sure. Because we are a regulator and we are the center point of education and socialization in Indonesian capital market.
Yeah,
we touch the listed companies, we touch our members, we touch the investors.
Yeah.
So we are very keen and responsible to this ESG awareness in our market.
What about other regulators inside Indonesia? Is there strong working collaboration there as well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we have very big support from our FSA, our Financial Service Authority, and as well as our government.
Mm.
Yeah, because as I mentioned in the early point, that our government is very pushed to have the sustainability development agenda. Yeah, that's why we are very proud to take part to implement this ESG in the capital market.
Fantastic. Okay, final word, Bapak Kausar, before we end the conversation.
Thank you very much. ESG is very big agenda for all of us, because mainly in the environmental thing, because we are currently realizing that global climate change is happening right now, so it's very important to all of us, listed companies or financial institution, to take more awareness in this ESG. So that's why we all should put the ESG aspect in our business as usual.
Thank you very much, Kausar. That was Kausar Nur Ahmad, the Indonesian Stock Exchange. As you can see, there's a lot of conversation when it comes to the development and the progression of improving the Sharia trading account in Indonesia. Of course, we're also looking at how the development of the Islamic banking world, particularly in terms of the equities and equity retail market. Do stay with us on this channel when it comes to having more conversations like this. However, for now, this is all that we have for you for today. Remember to go to astroawani.com, look for Notepad there. Try to find more of these resources there as well. I'm Ramsani, signing off in Singapore.